Hope will get the basketball. Gardner up on top. Krause is on him. Over to Edson. Edson drives baseline. Shot up. Just throws around, drops off the ends. Nikodemski goes around Edson. Takes him underneath the basket and whistle blows. And I think that's going to be a foul against Edson. So the Scots will go to the line. Hope trailing now, 35-33. And the Scots will be at the line. Nikodemski drops this one in. Scott stay perfect at the free throw line this evening. Maybe I can jinx him a little bit. Second one is off the back of the iron. It worked. So Gardner with the basketball on the right side. Out front to Stivey, left wing. Neal back to Gardner. Gardner bounce pass, little give and go to Neal. His layup shot misses. Rebound underneath, taken down by the Scots. Beckman ahead. Nikodemski over to Law. Out front to Krause. Puts up a big three. No good. Van Arendonk with the rebound to Gardner. Gardner, three on three, takes it hard to the hole, tips it outside to Edson. His shot for three is good. And a timeout is called as we are all tied up at 36 apiece, 17:38 left in the ballgame.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Alex Edson now after that three-pointer has 11 points and 5 rebounds. And a key three-pointer for Edson, who had at that point before that had been that was his second three-pointer of the game. He's 2 for 6 from three-point land now, and that's the Flying Dutchman's second three-pointer of the ball game.
That'll be the Scots with the basketball as we're tied up at 36 apiece. Hope drops back into their man-to-man defense, and looks like they're going to pick up the Scots at about the center line. Nikodemski works against Edson, takes him down low, outside Johnson. His shot in and out, rebound Edson. Edson on the right side to Gardner. Gardner hustles up the court, leaves it for Neal. Out front Stivey. Stivey around to the left wing, spins around against Law, back to Gardner. Gardner drives, little jumper, no good, rebound tapped on the outside. Edson picks it up, looks underneath, can't get it to Van Arendonk. Finally does, and Van Arendonk is fouled underneath. I think it's going to be Beckman. Nope. It was going to go against Krause. They had him double-teamed, and Krause is the one they picked out. That'll be his second foul. Free throw is good.
That was Van Arendonk's seventh free throw of the game. He is 6 for 7 from the line.
Fairchild comes back in. Aho comes in for the Scots. Van Arendonk at the line. Hope for the lead, 37-36. Second one, got it. 38-36, Hope up by two, 17:06 left. Brandon Krause, Krause to Big A in the center of the court. Bounce pass to Johnson, look for a little give and go, can't get there. Ball almost taken away from Johnson as he gets to the right wing. Hands it off to Law. Law takes it baseline and tipped out of bounds. And again, we're going to have a foul, and this one goes against Van Arendonk.
A second foul against Van Arendonk.
So the Scots will inbound it. Nikodemski looks around. Can't find anybody.
That's 5 seconds.
Just going to say it's an awful long 5 seconds out there, and about that time he blew the whistle. So Hope will get the basketball. Good defense that time by the Flying Dutchman that got them the ball. Stivey on the right side. Goes to the wing. Alley-oops it underneath. They go to Grant Neal. His shot misses. Tipped up and in by Van Arendonk. Quickly, the Scots all the way. Law puts the shot up. No good, and a foul on Stivey. It will not be a shooting foul, I don't believe. Scots will have it underneath their own basket. Get it out to Hale. Krause on top of the key, goes to the right wing. Works against Grant Neal in the corner to Law. Law to the point, and behind everybody, it's Gardner along with Aho, and Aho with a little shove is the one that got caught.
That's Aho's third foul.
So Hope gets the basketball on the turnovers. Comes Gardner. Gardner goes right to Edson. Edson takes a look. Back to Gardner, inside the Vanaren dock. Pass is blocked. Neal picks it up to Gardner, over to Edson. Edson drives, puts the shot up off the window. No good. Vanaren dock back up and in. Vanaren dock crashing the boards, put it back up and in. And a timeout is called by Coach Hargraves as he's got to figure out something in order to stop Vanaren dock in the middle, because Vanaren dock being aggressive out there on the offensive side of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Absolutely dominating performance by Nate Vanaren dock so far this evening, Ron. 15 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots for VA. He is being pretty much unstoppable in this in the early going of this game.
Well, he you know, is much bigger than anybody out there. Like I say, 6'5", 6'6", and 6'10". Makes a lot of difference, that extra 4 or 5 inches.
And he's using it to his advantage this evening.
So the Scots will inbound the ball. Hope with a little pressure. Krause, no problem as Hope's defense drops back. Hope staying with a man-to-man. Krause picks it up. Vanaren dock steals the basketball. Vanaren dock slams it home! Quickly, the Scots counter in the opposite direction. Krause goes out, kicks it on the outside to Beckman. He puts in a three. 42-39, Hope with the lead. Then the basketball. As the team trade baskets, Gardner at the point gives it to Edson at the right wing. Edson looks underneath. Up high goes Vanaren dock. Ball almost knocked out of his hands by Beckman. Back to Edson. Over to Stivey. Stivey thought about the three. Gave it to Edson. Baseline drive. Reverse layup. It's good by Edson. 44-39. Hope on top. And that may be as big a lead as they've had tonight. Krause on the right side. Little bounce down to the baseline. Aho kicks it back into the corner to Beckman. His shot for three, no good. Rebound, Beckman back out to Krause, and they'll reset the offense. Into the corner, little bounce underneath Aho. He puts a shot up, and Grant Neal reaches over the top and fouls him.
Home foul on number 12.
So the Scots will go to the line. And the person of Kyle Aho, the 6'2", 195-pound senior from Gwen. And this misses. Hope with some substitute. Kayla Byers into the ball game. Corey McMahon and Benson all come in for Hope. Second one for Aho. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Gardner with the rebound. Cross to Byers, right side McMahon, back to Gardner, and he'll reset it. Works his way on the outside, thinks about a three, alley-oops it underneath to Benson, gets it baseline, jumper, in and out, Byers is there to tip it in. Hope is getting some offensive rebounds now, and they're turning him into points. Krause wants to go middle, can't find an opening. Works his way back and forth. Now gets it. Takes it up and puts it off the window and in. 48-41. Hope on top. Byers at the point. Underneath. McMahon to Gardner on the give and go, and Gardner gets the bucket. 50-41, 9-point lead for the Flying Dutchman. Kraus to the right side. Beckman takes some baseline, and somebody went over. Looks like a foul on Byers. Nikodemski back in, along Jake Morosky. He's a 6'4", 210-pound senior from Harbor Beach. Scots will inbound it underneath their own basket. Open man underneath. Foul. Morosky took it underneath. Benson with the foul. That's two on Benson.
Shooting two, Jake Morosky.
13-14 left. Free throw is good by Morosky. Have the second one. This one hits the back of the rim. Bounce back out. Rebound, Gardner. 50-42. Hope with the lead. 13 minutes left. Ball batted around. Picked up by the Scots. Fast break. Here comes Beckman. Puts it up. Shot is blocked by Henson.
Oh.
They're going to call goaltending, I think, yes.
How can that be? The ball was nowhere near going to the cylinder.
The ball was on the glass, if you saw last week or when last Saturday's ball game. It almost stuck between the rim and the glass, and it was called the goaltending. Edson drives down the paint, puts up a shot off the window and in, and it's going to count, and he's fouled. So Edson will take it to the line.
Well, I guess Edson gets a little bit of payback after having his blocked considered a goaltend, so he gets a chance for a three-point play here.
As the coach and the referee stand next to each other, and we hear from the Hope College crowd behind us that it was good. 53-44, Hope of the lead. Nikodemski to the right side. Nice three-pointer by Morosky. 53-47, Hope. Gardner at the point. Takes it around the right side. Back out in front to Byers. Looks low to Benson. Goes on the right side. They give it to Byers down low. His turnaround shot good.
And we have a delay of game warning. It was issued against Alex Edson. I didn't really catch what he did.
Well, all they have to do is, if the ball goes through the basket out there, if they touch the ball, and he touched it, kind of flipped it over to the official, well, that's delay of game. But actually, it helps the pull of the ball game. But they got a rule that says you can't do that. Whistle blows at the opposite end of the court.
I think they're going to get Harrison Blackledge.
34, yeah. 34, Harrison Blackledge gets the foul, and Fairchild will go to the line. Bounces it half a dozen times, then puts up the shot off the back of the iron. Blackledge with the rebound. Out to Gardner. Back to Blackledge. Blackledge with the weave. Gives it to McMahon, to Gardner. Out front, Edson. Edson looks low. They find Gardner on the baseline. Back out in front, Blackledge underneath Benson. Can't hold it. Tipped out of his hand, but the official said touch last by White. So Hope's going to have it underneath their own basket. Edson will set it up. Alley-oops it to Blackledge. Blackledge drives right side, gets a nice layup. Blackledge saw a little opening on the right side. Benson set the screen, and Blackledge took advantage of it. 57-48, Hope of the lead. Quick pass underneath. They go to Fairchild. He kicks it out to Beckman. Beckman has the ball stripped away by McMahon. Loose basketball on the court, and basketball squirts loose, and three guys wrestle each other.
That's like the second or third time we've seen that happen. A lot of loose balls. Right.
But they lose the basketball.
I wonder what the conference is about. There was a jump ball.
Who had possession?
Well, they're saying it's a jump ball, so.
They may have to look at the TV.
Oh, what TV? I think they did not switch the possession arrow at halftime, and that is something that needed to be done. So it has been switched now, and the Flying Dutchman will have the ball.
As they want the officials back over at the scorer's table to try to check this out and figure out which direction they want to put the possession arrow.
There's been times where I've wondered about that because we are always blocked from the possession arrow, and I'm always wondering if they actually do reset it at the half to switch it the other way.
And they're still discussing back and forth here between the officials and Coach Neal getting a little bit involved.
We might get a committee on this one. It's going to stay Hope's ball, so everybody on our side of the court seems pretty happy.
They voted that way.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's getting any protest from the Alma bench, so everything's good.
Gardner with the basketball for the Flying Dutchman. Over to Edson, back out in front to McMahon. Benson up on top of the key. Edson for three, yes! It's good to see Edson zeroing in those three-pointers. Nick Adamski with the basketball, 60-48, Hope with the lead. Law in the corner, into the paint, stops, puts it up, puts it in. 10-point lead, 60-50, Gardner to the baseline. Good move underneath, and Nick Adamski slipped, went down. So Gardner had that side of the basket all to himself. 62-50, Hope for the lead. Law guarding by Benson, way up on top. Looks around, feeds it low, gives it to Morosky. And the ball fought for by Benson. Law picks it up. Underneath they go to Beckman. Into the corner, shot taken, rolls around twice by Fairchild. No good. Beckman gets it, puts it up, and Edson fouls him. So it'll be Chase Fairchild, the freshman out of Rockford, who will go to the line for the Scots. No, it's going to go Beckman at the line. Got this one. Neal comes in. Carlson comes in. So both Gardner and Edson leave the ball game for the Flying Dutchman. 10-11 left in the ball game. Hope with a 7-point lead. Here comes Carlson. Quickly head to McMahon. Cross court pass to Neal. Alley-oops it underneath. Bent. Around they go. And McMahon with a triple. Al Hope starting to shoot the triples now. They had the opportunities, but they weren't dropping for him in that first half. On the right side, Nikodemski underneath the basket, into the corner. Shot taken for three. It's good by Fairchild. So the teams trade triples. 65-54. Carlson on the outside to Benson. Left wing to McMahon. McMahon bounce pass. Blackledge. He does a move inside. Ooh, batted around on the inside. Blackledge touched it last after being bounced around a couple times. And the ball goes out of bounds belonging to the Scots. Krause for the Scots. Works his way underneath. Underneath all the way into the corner. Another shot. Fairchild for three. So Fairchild with back-to-back triple dippers as he brought the Scots back 65-57. McMahon, jump shot. No good. Rebound by the Scots. And the whistle blows. And the whole players clap. I didn't see what happened because I have individual with a striped shirt in the way.
It was a foul against DJ Beckman. It was a loose ball foul, apparently going for the rebound. And so the Flying Dutchman will retain possession of the ball.
Underneath their own basket, the in pass comes to Blackledge. Blackledge shot partially blocked.
Oh!
Blackledge undercut him that time, and Krause went down in the back of his head. Not a happy camper.
No, he had some choice words for Harrison, and the official saying something to Harrison, too.
So the ball's going to go back. That's a foul against Blackledge.
I don't think there was any malice behind that foul. It just sometimes you get caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, and a very hard foul.
Krause at the line. Drops it in. Edson comes back in for McMahon.
35 seconds.
Second one by Krause. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Rebound. Neal. Over to Carlson. Carlson to Blackledge. Gives it back to Neal. Over to Carlson. Carlson bounce pass to Benson. Benson goes to his right. Can't get a shot away. Finally leaves it for Edson. Edson has it tipped out of his hands. And whistle blows. And
Whoa.
Got a foul on Edson.
No, they're saying that he traveled, but he had the ball knocked out of his hand.
He's not making any friends along the sideline.
Coach Neal is getting very agitated because it happened right in front of the Hope College bench.
Krause outside with the basketball for the Scots. Works his way back and forth. Keeps the dribble alive. To Beckman for three. No good. Rebound comes out long to Krause. Krause, a jumper, 6 foot, good. 65-60. The Scots coming back. Flying Dutchman needs some points. Neal at the left wing. Back out front to Carlson. And go on the right side to Edson. Edson alley-oops it underneath the VA. Cross court, Neal for three. Yes! Grant with his first triple tonight. 68-60. Hope up by eight. 7:20 left. Nickel Dembski feeds it off to Law. Law takes it hard to the basket. I think VA is going to get this one. No, number 11. That's going to be Carlson.
Isaiah Law on the line. Shooting two.
Stivey getting ready to come back in along with Gardner. Isaiah Law at the line. Swish.
Cody Stivey. Gardner checking back in for home.
That's 11 points for Law. Got the second one, 12. So Law has 12. Krause has 15. And Beckman 19 for the Scots. That's where their scoring lies. Gardner outside to Edson. Little give and go to an Arendonk. He took it hard to the hole and was fouled and made it. Good, strong move by Van Arendonk to get the bucket and the foul.
Van Arendonk with the basket.
So Van Arendonk will step to the line.
And he has 19 points after making that basket.
Well, he was kind of liked it on the January 28th of 2012 as he had 20 points against Elma on the 28th in 2012, and he's got 20 tonight. Let's go. 71-62, hope for the lead. Nikodemski at the point. Law left wing. Law works against VA, takes him down low, kicks it in the corner. Driving, Nikodemski underneath, little bounce pass baseline. Beckman can't get the shot away. Now he drives baseline and puts it up and in. 71-64. Gardner with the basketball. Hope with the lead. Grant Neal back to Gardner. Gardner to the right wing. Alley-oops it underneath. B.A. B.A. back out in front. Stivey open for three. Yes! And a timeout called by the Flying Dutchman. 6:18 left. 74-64. Hope with the lead.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Ron, we talked about this at the half, how important it would be for the perimeter shooters to start coming out and hitting some three-pointers. Well, here you go. The Flying Dutchman in the second half have made four three-pointers. They're now 6 of 12 from beyond the arc, so they are doing the job, and it's not just the guys from the perimeter that are hitting now. Nathan Arendt has been strong in this ball game. 20 points, 9 rebounds, and he just picked up his first assist on that three-pointer by Stivey. So the Flying Dutchman are in pretty good shape here with 6:15 left in this ball game.
Well, still plenty of time left with a 10-point lead, 74-64. And every time Hope gets that 10-point lead, the Scots come back with a couple of back-to-back triples, and it's close again.
Alma team is a very feisty bunch. Their record doesn't really show how good they truly are. They hung with Calvin. They beat Albion. And so this team is not a pushover by any stretch of the imagination. And they've shown that here this evening. Every time it looks like Hope might pull away and try to get it into the 10, 15, 20 mark of points, Alma comes back, makes a run, gets it within 5-3. You know, they're a good ball club, and they're hanging in there.
Scots will have the basketball after the timeout. Nikodemski with the ball at the point, has it tipped away by Edson. He's going to stay with the Scots. Beckman will inbound it. Gives it to Nikodemski. He works the outside against Edson. Down the lane and up. Makes a shot. I think it's going to count.
Are they saying it's counting? I don't think so.
We made the first motion like it was not, and then the second time when he made the motion out there, I thought he indicated it would. But anyhow, the foul against Edson, and the free throw is good. 74-67. Well, they changed the scoreboard out there. They did give him the points on the scoreboard. And one of the officials caught it and came over to the scorer's table and reminded them that that shot didn't count. Hard to tell when the first official, the way he indicated it. Second free throw is good. 74-66. Hope with the lead and the basketball. Neal, left wing, out front to Gardner. Gardner looks low, feeds it. Van Arendonk. Underneath the basket to Stivey, and Stivey's foul. Got too far underneath the basket with the basketball when he got the pass from B.A. And so he had to make kind of a strange move off to the side to get his arm all on the way on the outside, and got hacked in the process. Free throw hard, wraps it back and forth in the rim and bounced out. Stivey with the second one. This one, no good. Tip up in the air. Ball flipped back, controlled by the Scots. 3-on-2 break. Scots, Kraus, Gardner hustles back, picks him up. They go low to Beckman. Beckman, turnaround shot, no good. Neal with the rebound. To Gardner. Gardner, alley-oops it to Van Arendonk. Underneath, nice little hook shot, puts it in. That was smooth on VA's part, 76-66. Back to 10. Nikodemski to Beckman. On the right side they go to Fairchild. Fairchild wants to go low, and a little pushing contest down low between Carlson and Nikodemski, and Carlson gets a foul.
Scott Nikodemski at the line.
Nikodemski will be at the line. He's been averaging 11 points a ball game. This one rolls around and drops in. Second one is good. So Nikodemski has four tonight. Fairchild with eight. 21 for Beckman, 15 for Kraus, and 13 for Law. That's how the scoring stacks up for the Scots. Carlson on the outside gives it to Gardner. Gardner makes a quick move, and Law falls over Gardner and gets a foul. McMahon comes in. Gardner with a 1-and-1 situation. Eight fouls against the Scots, 10 against the Flying Dutchman. Gardner makes the first. Kraus back into the ball game for the Scots. As Gardner will have the second of the 1-and-1. This one's good. 78-68, back to a 10-point lead for the Flying Dutchman with 4:50 left in the ballgame. Kraus works back and forth at the point, goes to Law on the right side. He spins, takes Van Arendonk underneath, puts a shot over his hand. No good, gets his own rebound. Back on the outside, Fairchild misses, and VA grabs the rebound. Double-double, I think, for VA tonight. McMahon around to Stivey. Back to Gardner on the left side. To Neal. McMahon on the point for the Flying Dutchman. Bounce pass to Neal. Can't get it into VA. Gardner fires it into VA, but the ball bounced off his hands and saved by Elmo right into VA's chest, and it bounced off him out of bounds. So the Scots end up with a basketball after all that. Nikodemski along the right side. Makes a drive to the basket. Takes McMahon low. Puts a shot up. No good. Tip up and in. And Fairchild's going to get the bucket. He slipped in between three blue shirts to tip that one in. 78-70, 8-point lead by Hope. Gardner directly in front of us with the basketball. To Neal, who's up on top. Grant goes to the right wing, gives it back to Gardner. Alley-oops it underneath. VA puts it on the court, and when he did that, he is fouled by Beckman. It's going to go against Nikodemski. Thought it was going to go against Beckman, but the both were there. So VA will step to that line. Hits the back. Bound. No good.
Hey, 80% from the line isn't too bad for VA. He has 22 points, 10 rebounds, 3 block shots, and he's 8 for 10 from the line.
I made the second one. 79-70, back to a 9-point lead. Nikodemski against McMahon. Feeds to the inside, Fairchild. Can't get a shot away. Back to Law. And VA goes quickly out to try to stop Law on the drive. And runs into him, so the foul's going to go against VA. Edson getting ready to check back in for the Flying Dutchman. As Law will go to the line. Puts it up, drops it in. Johnson comes in for the Scots. Edson back in for Hope. Law with a second. Hits the front of the iron. No good. Gardner with a rebound. Takes his time walking it up. 3 minutes left. Hope with a 79-71 lead. Around the horn they go to McMahon. McMahon against Law. Gives it to Edson. Over to Neal. Back to McMahon. McMahon can't get the shot away. Law's bigger than he is, so he's having problem trying to get an open shot. To Edson. Edson baseline. Ooh, he worked hard to get that one, but he made it. Against two defenders. Put it up. Long pass. Knocked away by Grant Neal. Tipped over to VA. And that stymies the fast break by the Scots. Here comes Gardner back with the basketball. Over to Neal on the right side. McMahon, right wing. Takes a look. Nobody open. Back out in front to Edson. Gardner on the right side. Fakes the three. Alley-oops it to VA. VA back out in front. Three-pointer. Yes! McMahon as he steps away. 84-71. Benson getting ready to come back in. Nikodemski on the outside to Johnson for three. Yes! And Benson will come in for Hope. As a timeout is called by the Scots with 1:48 left, Hope leading 84-74.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. A couple of solid efforts, not only Ben Arendox having a pretty solid game, but now Alex Edson, 21 points, 7 rebounds for Alex Edson, who exited the game with 4 fouls, though. So Alex Edson getting very close to his season high. He had 23 against Calvin on January 11th. So a couple of really solid performances, but there's good performances all the way around, Ron. They're playing very well as a team this evening.
Are you lobbying for some of these people, or are you just putting me on the spot by telling me how everybody should be considered for MVP?
I don't know. I think it's very hard not to kind of lean it towards Nate Van Arendock right now, just because of the performance he's put up. He has looked very, very solid tonight. With 1:48 left here in the second half, the Flying Dutchman 84, Alma 74. A 10-point lead with only $1.48 left.
So Hope's going to have the basketball. Alma goes to a full-court press. They get the ball into Edson. Edson's got to work one-on-one over to McMahon. McMahon back to Edson, up to Gardner. Gardner stops quickly, and a man runs over the top of him, but he didn't get knocked down. McMahon to Neal, back to Edson. Hope kind of just taking some time, and finally Krause reached in and fouled Edson, so they'll put Hope at the line and play a little of that. Hope that Hope does not make their free throws down the stretch. Edson will be at that line. Puts it up and switch. Fairchild comes back in. Edson will have the second. That one's good. So Edson puts them both in. Krause with the basketball, brings it up. 86-74, Hope with the lead. Ball is tipped away, and over and back is a call by the official as Krause caught up with it, but it was an over and back situation. So Hope will have it at side court. Inbound pass comes to McMahon. He's double teamed, has some problems. Come on, you got to get rid of it, and a jump ball. No timeout both ways. out there. Who called it first? 60-second timeout, says the official. Hope College with an 86-74 lead with 1:13 left.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, Ron, I can pretty safe to say that the Flying Dutchman can seal this up very shortly here by making a couple more free throws. A 12-point lead with $1.13 left in the game.
You're pretty sure of that. You'd even put money on it.
I'll put down everything I've got in my wallet on it right now, Ron.
Well, I can't afford to match that.
A couple receipts and nothing else. Well, it's an 86-74 ball game with those last two free throws by Alex Edson. He matched his season high of 23 points. So solid performances all the way around. And the Flying Dutchmen aren't just getting it from the starters who have a couple of guys that are in the 20-point range, but they're getting some points off the bench. Byers has 6 points off the bench. Blackledge had 6 points off the bench. Benson has 4. McMahon with 6. So everybody contributing this evening, Ron, and it's been a solid performance all the way around.
Hope will have the basketball at side court. They get it into McMahon. McMahon stops ahead to Neal. Neal is fouled immediately. I think it was Law. And so Grant will go to the free throw line for the Flying Dutchman. 108 left. Hope with an 86-74 lead. Takes his time, sets his feet, and puts it up and in. He'll have the second one. Oh, Grant takes plenty of time. And the second one goes in. 88-74. Hope with the lead. We're at the 1 minute mark. Krause with the basketball. Starts left, goes to the right side, all the way. Puts the shot up off the window and in. It's going to count. And he is fouled. And the foul is going to go against Stivey. So Krause will be at the line with the free throw. Krause was 17 thus far for the Scots. He's got it. Edson, full court pressure to Gardner. Gardner quickly comes up court, and they have to foul him. So Ben will go back in to that free throw line and likes that circle. Free throw is good by Gardner. Stivey comes out and Carlson in, so 3 guards in for Hope. Second one rolls around, no good. Beckman with the rebound to Krause. Krause pushes up quickly, long pass to Law. He drives in, puts in the layup shot. Neal quickly inbounds it, and the pass to Edson, and he is fouled. So we'll walk back to the Hope College end of the court, and Edson will step to the line. 46 seconds left. And Edson says, well, what if I do if I miss him? Not going to miss him, is he? I'm going to drop them both in? This
yes.
One is.
That was the 31st free throw that the Flying Dutchmen have taken this evening, Ron, and getting to the line and making their free throws.
So Edson will have the second one. And has that.
That's 25 now for Edson.
91-79, Hope with the lead. Krause drives, puts it up, misses. Law tries to tip, goes down afterwards and a foul.
And I believe that's number 5 on Edson.
It is.
And that is Alex Edson's evening. So he'll have to exit the ball game with being 1 point short of his career high.
Stivey comes back in for Hope. And Hope, Isaiah Law.
The Hope crowd giving Alex Edson a nice hand as he leaves the ball game.
Free throw is good by Law. Law's a senior out of Grand Haven, so I'm sure he knows a lot of these guys as they play against each other in the high school and in the summertime and things. Way short on the second one. So he calls. So Hope's going to get the basketball. In pass to Gardner, and he's quickly fouled. And it's Beckman charged with this one. And Gardner walks back the other way. So we're getting our exercise back and forth. As Gardner steps up. Swish. He'll have the second. Puts it up and puts it in. So Gardner's got to have a pretty good evening, too. Kraus against Gardner all the way. Puts a shot up. No good. Tipped up in the air by Fairchild. Misses. Tipped again. Misses again, and the whistle blows. And it's going to go against Carlson.
Jack Carlson. Hey, Chase Fairchild.
Listen.
As Fairchild will go to the line. 28.4 seconds left. This one drops in.
He's strong with the ball.
Gardner has 15 points on the evening. He is the third member of the Flying Dutchman in double figures.
Second one, good by Fairchild. 93-82, Hope with the lead. 28.4 seconds left. Gardner takes his time. They drop back. They didn't really put a tight press on. Gardner just kind of dribbling around. Looks like Hope's going to take it down. The Scots are conceding, you might say, that rather than to keep the pressure on, and McMahon finally just holds it. The guys start to shake hands, and that's going to be all she wrote as the Flying Dutchman take this one by a score of 93-82.
And the Flying Dutchman get into first place once again in the MIAA conference with this victory, as their record improves to 10-6, 4-1 in the MIAA. Alma's record falls to 2-13. They're 1-3 in MIAA action. Let's send it back to the studio for this 2-minute break. You're listening to the Crown Motors post-game show on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. And streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have defeated Alma College 93-82 here in Alma. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Alma College. They shot 48% from the field, 26 of 54. They made 8 three-pointers, going 8 of 21 from beyond the arc for 38.1%. They made 73% of their free throws, going 22 of 30 from the line. They had 30 rebounds, 10 offensive, 20 defensive. And they had 15 turnovers. Team statistics for the Flying Dutchman of Hope College. A pretty decent percentage shooting from the field this evening, Ron. 30 of 53 for 56.6%. They also did a nice job shooting three-pointers. 7 of 13 for 53% from beyond the arc. They came very close to shooting 75% from the free throw line as they went 26 of 35 from the free throw line. Flying Dutchman held a very interesting statistics with the noticeable size advantage that the Flying Dutchman had. They were only able to get a 32 to 30 rebounding edge over Alma in the rebounding department, as they had 8 offensive boards and 24 defensive boards. The Flying Dutchman turned over the ball on 12 separate occasions. Let's take a look at individual statistics now for Alma College. They had 4 members of their team in double figures, and they were led by TJ Beckman, who had 21 points, 6 rebounds, and 1 assist. Brandon Cross was right behind him with 18 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. Isaiah Law had 17 points and 4 rebounds. And Chase Fairchild came off the bench and had 12 points and 3 rebounds. Also, other members of the Scots to get into the scoring column. Scott Nimiski had 5 points, 1 rebound, and 5 assists. Ivy Johnson had 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Jason Morosky had 4 points and 1 rebound. And Kyle Aho had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Well, Ron, you're going to have to listen to the individual statistics for the Flying Dutchman real close, so you're going to be able to pick your player of the game. The Flying Dutchman were led in scoring by Alex Edson, who had 25 points and 7 rebounds before fouling out. Nate Van Arendock, 23 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 3 block shots. Ben Gardner, the final Flying Dutchman to get into double figures, is he had 15 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also, Cody Stivey, who started, had 3 points and 2 rebounds. Grant Neal had 5 points and 4 rebounds. And the bench players for the Flying Dutchman, Caleb Byers had 6 points and 2 boards. Harrison Blackledge had 6 points and 1 rebound. And Brock Benson had 4 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Corey McMahon chipped in with a pair of 3-pointers to total up for 6 points for the Flying Dutchman, who had a solid performance this evening in their 11-point victory. Well, let's take a look around the league right now before Coach Davilar gets down to us for the postgame interview. Around the league for the men in action, Calvin was able to defeat Trine and pull away with this one. They had ended up winning 71-49 and just absolutely blew out Trine in the second half. The last time we checked, the game that's going on between Kalamazoo and Adrian was all knotted up at 38 with 12 minutes left in that ball game. And yesterday, Albion was able to defeat Olivet 73-63. So right now, there's a logjam on top of the MIAA conference in first place. Albion tied with Calvin and Hope. All of them now are at 4-1 after tonight's finals. In women's action, Hope College was able to defeat Albion 63-48 behind Maura McAfee's 15 points and 14 rebounds. Another double-double for Maura McAfee. Calvin was able to defeat Adrian 83-64. Trine fell to Kalamazoo 58-53. And they almost had a shocker this evening between Olivet and St. Mary's. St. Mary's had a 39-30 lead at halftime over Olivet, but Olivet was able to come back, and they defeated St. Mary's on a buzzer beater by Chelsea Seba to give Olivet a 70-68 victory and maintain their one-game lead over Hope, or one game behind Hope in the standings. And we're being joined by Coach Tom Davilar. Congratulations, Coach, on this very solid victory.
Thanks very much. You know, it's good to get on the road again and come off with a victory this time. So a lot better feeling than that last Wednesday night. And we knew I had our work cut out for us. It was kind of a tale of two halves. The first half was more of a defensive struggle, and the second half was mostly offense on both ends. But anyway, we came out top on the scoreboard, and that's what counts.
Nate Van Arendock had a career high in scoring tonight. Just a very good performance by Nate all the way around. He had 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 block shots.
Yeah, very solid. And, of course, you know, he's a big man that they really have no answer to, and I thought he hung in there with our guys, and we worked together better in the second half of getting him in the ball into positions where he could score, and he finished around the basket and made his free throws for the most part tonight, so that was good to see.
And the shooting came around again, too. A lot of different people getting into three-pointers and getting the ball spread around. How much did that mean to you guys tonight to get your shooting touch back?
Well, I think that certainly always helps when the ball goes in the basket, and I thought that we spaced the floor a little bit better in the second half, and when they had to concentrate so much on Nate and our bigs inside, that opened things up on the outside, and some guys stepped up and made them. I don't have a stat sheet in front of me, but I know that we did, as you said, shot the ball better, especially in the second half, and that was good to see. So, you know, we got a lot of great play from a lot of good individuals. Alex Edson was tough again. offensively for us. And Ben Gardner, you know, the guys that we need to score and the guys who need to rebound and do the little things did that. And it was a good, solid team performance.
Throughout the season, you've said that the team had to get mentally tough. And tonight, every time Alma tried to bounce back and take the lead on you guys, you were able to build the lead back up. How much of this was considered on mental toughness where they've toughened up here?
Well, I think a lot of it. I think, you know, we're trying to mature and together as a group as we go through the season. And we've had our ups and downs. And, you know, we challenged our guys at halftime. Coach Carlson mentioned we were just making things really hard on ourselves in the first half, offensively particularly. We weren't spacing the floor. We weren't moving the ball. We weren't taking advantage of what we had inside. And, you know, I think at halftime on that stat sheet, Brock Benson had two assist, and they were the only two assists we had in the first half. Now, I don't know if that's entirely accurate, but I'll tell you, it was pretty close because we didn't move the ball very well at all in the first half. And I thought we did a much better job of that together corporately in the second half of moving off of VA when they doubled him in the post and so forth. And he got his, and we got ours, scored a lot of points there in the second half.
You have two big games coming up at home, coming up on next Wednesday and this Saturday against Kalamazoo. You guys are tied for first place in the MIAA. What do you think is going to happen on Saturday?
Every game is a first place championship game right now for us. We are, you know, in contention. We're the kind of team that we've shown throughout the year that's good enough to beat anybody. On the other hand, we're not that good that we can't get beat by anybody. And so we have to come ready, prepared to play every night, whether it's on the road or at home. We love playing at home. We will be home for our next two games, as you mentioned. But in the end, you play seven away, seven home in the league. And so you got to take care of business in both places. And there's probably three teams tied for first here tonight after play tonight. And, you know, after Saturday, it could be the same, could be different. We just got to make sure we take care of our own business. And, you know, another high-scoring outfit, Kalamazoo, coming into our place on Saturday. We got to get ready to defend Mr. Mark Gaffari and others and come up with a good performance at home in DeVos, and can't take anything for granted just because we are at home on Saturday.
Well, congratulations, Coach, on another great victory here, and have safe travels home.
Well, you guys, too. I understand the weather after we left Highland at 2:30 did not get any better, so safe travels. I know my wife, Ann, and others were at home, and I'm sure they enjoyed the broadcast and listening to the game, and we appreciate those loyal few followers who were able to get up here tonight. And, you know, we challenged our guys before the game to, you know, make their own noise, and it's one of the smaller crowds we played against in front of, this year, and I thought they did a good job for the most part. So a nice night for the Flying Dutchman. We rely now on our main man, our MVP, Terry Dirks, to get behind the wheel of the bus and get us home. The wheels on the bus might roll a little more slowly on the way home, and you guys be safe as well, and we'll all talk to each other on Saturday. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Coach. That was Coach Tom Davilar with the post-game interview, and we have the official attendance, which was 435, and is presented by Simpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue, or have a cup of Simpatico Coffee at the game. Well, here is the big question, Ron. Who do you think should be the player of the game? Oh, you had a chance to look at the statistics for, 5 seconds?
Well, I'll take your advice out there. I think listening to the broadcast a little bit, it's been Aaron Dock that has to be the player of the game tonight. Edson, as you mentioned, had a good ball game, and it's good to see him get his shooting eye back for those threes. He hit some of those from the outside, but Van Arendonk handled himself pretty well underneath that basket. He was surrounded every time he got his hands on the ball, but he was big enough to keep it up in the air for the most part and put in some points.
Well, it was nice to see, though, and you brought this up at halftime, they were double and sometimes triple teaming him, and he had the presence of mind to make a nice little smooth move to either make the basket, or he dished it out in the back and found somebody on the perimeter to shoot. And it was a very nice performance by him, a very mature performance.
And he'd go up strong with the basketball. He wouldn't, dilly-dally around. He'd go up strong with it and put the ball up and oftentimes have three-point plays out of it. So, that helped him as well. And a couple of times he was in the right spot at the right time just to tip it in.
Yeah, and I'm not looking at a stat sheet right now, but I believe he had 11 free throws, and he made 9 out of 11. So that's very solid performance from the big man, and he did a real nice job at his scoring. The La Persona Salon and Spa, player of the game is Nate Van Arendock, presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. Hope's record improved to 10-6 with the victory. They are 4-1 in the MIAA, tied for first with Calvin and Albion. Almost record falls to 2-13. They're 1-3 in the MIAA. This is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. Also special thanks to Holly Rose at the station. And finally, thank you for joining us this evening. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van Saturday afternoon as the Hope College Flying Dutchman hosts Kalamazoo College. Tip-off is at 3 p.m. with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 2:40. We'd also like to congratulate the Junior Varsity Club for an 88-82 victory over Alma earlier this afternoon. Once again, the final score, Hope College 93, Alma 82. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.